Hachette Audio presents Love is the Cure, on Life, Loss, and the End of AIDS. Written and read by Elton John. Includes photos in a Mac and PC compatible PDF.
In memory of Robert Key, a dear friend and tireless advocate for those living with HIV/AIDS around the world. Chapter 1. Ryan. I've thought about this book for a while now, though it never occurred to me how to start off. I suppose one could begin with statistics, with numbers and charts and facts that paint the perfect picture of horror that is the global AIDS epidemic. More than 25 million lives lost in 30 years, 34 million people living with HIV and AIDS around the globe, 1.8 million deaths per year, nearly 5,000 lives taken each and every day, the sixth leading cause of death worldwide. But I've always found it impossible to comprehend these statistics. The tragedy is so immense, the figures are so enormous, there's simply no way to wrap your mind around it all. Let's leave the numbers for later and begin with the story instead. After all, I'm not a statistician, I'm a musician. I've made my living telling stories through songs, and it gives me incredible joy the way people connect with my music. That is all I hope to do in this book, to tell stories that connect people with this epidemic, so we can work together to end it. The first story I'd like to tell you is an amazing one. To understand the AIDS epidemic, to understand my passion for ending it, you need to know about Ryan White. It all goes back to my friend Ryan. Ryan came into this world with a rare and terrible genetic disease, hemophilia, which prevents the blood from clotting and leads to uncontrollable bleeding. Hemophilia is a manageable condition today, but in the early 70s, when Ryan was born,